USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are no new details on the South Florida condo collapse. The Miami-Dade County Mayor confirming that all of the 11 families who have lost loved ones have been notified. Florida's Chief Financial Officer and the State Fire Marshal, Jimmy Petronas, say the search and rescue for unaccounted for people from the Surfside condominium collapse will not conclude soon. He stresses the number of people conducting the search, comparing it to the scale of a hurricane relief effort.
The men and women that are working right now, the task forces that are on the ground, 370, that's the largest deployment in the history of the state of Florida that's not a hurricane.
News out of the Supreme Court says New Jersey can't block construction of a natural gas pipeline, saying the developer can use eminent domain to take the state property. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
A new study is shedding some light on if a COVID-19 booster shot will be necessary.
A new study seems to indicate that we may not need a COVID booster shot anytime soon. The study published Monday in the journal Nature shows evidence that the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines can offer fully vaccinated people long-term protection from the virus. Researchers say the shots also appear to produce antibodies that are effective against 3 variants of the virus, but warn that any future strains could require a booster shot. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The NCAA's Division I Council is recommending the body end its rules blocking athletes from benefiting financially because of their talents. University of Wisconsin quarterback Graham Mertz thinks it's the right call.
It's a great opportunity to grow and to grow your brand, but it's also how can you not let that take away from the team goal of winning games.
The Division I Board of Directors will consider the recommendation on Wednesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergenauer with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
General Austin Scott Miller is the top general directing a full withdrawal of all 2,500 American troops from Afghanistan. Now, he's acknowledging that the security situation in the country is not good and that the Taliban's push to seize parts of the country is concerning. Regarding that troop withdrawal, Andrew Biggio is a Marine who served in Afghanistan and Iraq. He tells USA Radio News.
Well, you gotta think, I was in Afghanistan in 2011, and I know veterans and soldiers who were there in like 01, 02, 03. So, you know, you say to yourself, well, we can't stay there forever, but are they ready for us to leave? Are they ready? You know, I watched Afghans, die for their country over there. Soldiers and police, Afghan soldiers and police were very proud to serve alongside of Americans and to make their country, a better one and not a terrorist breeding ground. So, you know, it's tough to see the withdrawal, but should our troops be dying there for the next 100 years? You know, I'm not sure. So
General Motors is recalling more than 380,000 older SUVs in the United States, many for a second time, to fix a suspension problem that can cause them to sway at highway speeds. The recall covering 2010 through 2016 Cadillac SRX and 2011 and 2012 Saab 9 4X SUVs. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.